Good morning, Robbie Slater. How are you, mate?
Yeah, well, listen, I was supposed to be on at 8:20.
I sit back to 8:40 and now it's 8:46.
All right.
So the next time you want to dribble on about your horse racing, tell Nick to call me later.
All right, no worries. Now, I got to ask. I'll start with this. We're in the court.
Let's start. Well, let's
Jimmy,
start.
Jimmy
We've
Smith.
Got a very biased panel sitting there.
No, hang on.
League.
Jimmy
soccer haters.
Jimmy's dad. Nah, that's come on. That's yeah, crap. Jimmy
that's
Smith.
Ridiculous.
No, that's not crap. That's absolute truth.
No, it isn't.
Listen, we're going to start. It's Friday, and I got to go to Melbourne where there's an Antarctic blast, which is it. So we're going to talk the truth.
Well, what about Jimmy
I
Smith?
I might not make it back.
Jimmy said Sam Kerr is the best footballer that Australia has ever produced. What do you think?
Well, what did you let the people with the white coats into the building? That's what you should have done. I mean, Listen, if I've heard some dumb comments in my time, mate, if that's not the winner, it's certainly in the grand final.
Who's Jimmy? The best then?
Who's the best? I'm not even going to get in the best. There's a lot of fantastic footballers.
Who's all right? Yeah, I was thinking about. I was no, doing. No, hang no, on, no, hang no, on a minute, no, Rob. I was no, thinking about no, this no, yesterday. No, no, hang on, mate. No, hang on. No, who's the best tennis player in Australia at the moment?
I don't know. I don't follow tennis.
Well, Ash Barty is right. She's the world number one.
Yeah, yeah,
Would no, Nick Kyrgios beat Ash Barty?
What?
Would Nick Kyrgios beat Ash Barty?
So is Ash Barty the best one we've ever produced, female?
No. But the point I'm making is
the argument. No, your argument is making Sam Kerr. She's the best ever male or female footballer we've ever produced.
Correct.
Well, so what's Ash Barty got to do with it?
Well, all I'm saying is, you're saying, oh, but so-and-so had much better control, and so-and-so was much better dribbler with the football, and so-and-so had a much better foot. She's a two-time nominee for the Ballon d'Or.
Ballon d'Or, what's that? That's Dior is, it's like Yves Saint Laurent. If you want to speak French, let's speak French properly, okay?
All right, she's been a two-time nominee for the best player on the planet. How about we put it that way? When was the last time a socceroo was nominated for that?
It's a different game. It's a different game. One's the women's game, one's the men's game. They're incomparable. Incomparable. It's just not comparable. Is Sam Kerr maybe the greatest female footballer we've ever produced? Quite possibly. And maybe, that's a debate for the girls to have. I'd say the greatest footballer. I mean, it's not even funny. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Mate, I wasn't trying to be funny.
Well, that's the frightening thing. That's why I said about the white coat. Seriously, you can't dead set be serious. I mean, you're just showing...
I am absolutely serious.
You're showing yourself to be... You have a complete lack of knowledge of the game and the history of the game. There you go. That's the absolute truth, man. If you can't take that, because what you're saying shows exactly what I just said.
I may not have the knowledge of the history of the game that you have. I do not have the appreciation of the game that you have, but I'll stand by my comment.
Yeah, well, you'll look like an idiot for the rest of the time.
Oh, no. Mate, if I'm taking a polar view to you, I don't mind that.
Yeah, you can put your poll out about the popular... Sam Kerr is more popular than Matt Ryan. Fair play. I said in the football world wouldn't happen. But in the other world, and I probably said rugby league support. I'd use any other supporters of all the other codes would probably be right. Casey's the greatest football male or female we've ever produced is just beyond ludicrous.
All right.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Right.
You've got no appreciation what the Ballon d'Or is. You don't know how long it's run for men and for women. I mean, you got to know a little bit of history.
Hang on.
You know, it's like me saying Dele Cherry Evans is the greatest rugby league player of all time. There you go. That's comparable. Is he?
No.
There you go.
No.
But that's, because I'm not a rugby, I don't know the history of it, although I do. My knowledge of history of rugby league would be better than your history of football. Put it that way.
So be it.
Yeah, so be it. So, you can stick to what you want. You know, like, lots of people in the history have had crazy comments and they stood by them. So.
All right, well, that's fine. I'll stand by that one.
You can get any other...
Hey, Loz, you want to go for a cuppa? Loz and I are just going to go for a
cuppa. Well, I'm waiting for you to jump in, Loz.
No, Jimmy, just put me out of the equation, please. Because listeners, some listeners don't like me. You know the way it works. So just get any other football person on. Get Sam Kerr on and see what they say. And I know what they'll say.
Oh, hang on. You she's know? Not no, going to say it herself.
Did you ask the Wolf the same thing?
Hang on, mate, I'll tell you. I don't think we did ask the Wolf.
I don't think we did ask the Wolf.
Well, just don't get anyone. Get anyone to come on from the football world and see what they say.
And by the way, Robbie, and by the way, Ray Gatt,
oh,
who I've...
now you sounded like my mother. Call me Robert.
by the way, Robbie, if it's an opinion, if it's an opinion held by me, and it might be against everything that you believe, if it's my opinion...
You've got the right to have it.
Exactly.
Thank you. Yes, right. I agree. Mm-hmm. I may not agree with your opinion, but I'll defend your right to have your opinion.
Okay.
Now, are we over this?
What time are we?
Are we over this little chit-chat now, boys? Can we move on?
Yeah, it's all good banter, you know.
it was all one way there for a second.
Now, I did that soccer program with you yesterday, Robbie, for Western, you know, for Sky Sports Radio. You
Dave said, Stanley, I thought you were outstanding.
Thank you,
mate.
Don't suck up to him.
Western United.
I've got to have one friend on the panel.
You think that Western United are the better of the round? They can beat the Wanderers.
Yes, I do. I think Western United, brilliant win against Victory last week. But Western Sydney Wanderers have done magnificently. We know they've got their new home there at Bankwest. With the Eels, of course, it's their home ground as well. But for the football season, it's the Wanderers. But look, you know, and Marcus Babbel will know their coach, but they've been a little bit lucky in some of their games. They're undefeated. They're on 10 points. I just think this trip down to Melbourne against the Western United side that, like I said, this team's built to win and to win now. Like the Diamante, Berisha, Kone, I think they'll make a statement and win.
Right. What about the Mariners against Melbourne City away from home?
Yeah, difficult for the Mariners, although what a win. Fantastic. They've unearthed a really good player in Samuel Silvera, only 19-year-olds, and he took Perth apart last week and ended up scoring the winner. Trip to Melbourne City, who are top of the table. I think they're away on home venue. I'm going to go for the Melbourne City to beat the Mariners. They don't have a great record in Melbourne.
Well, what about the Jets at home
Jets
to Perth?
I think Perth will bounce back and get a win over the Jets.
Victory v Wellington?
Victory to beat Wellington. Five. That would be five losses in a row for Wellington. You know, sometimes... stats seem to say that, you know, they probably won't lose. Not many lose five in a row, but I think Victory, looking to bounce back, will win this one. Wellington have a terrible record against Victory in Melbourne.
Hey, mate, how's the Raw been going with Fowler in charge?
Playing very well, not picking up probably the results they deserve. Now, perspective here, four rounds in, they've had the bye, so they've actually played three games.
Right.
They've had a draw in Brisbane, a draw at the Wanderers, and they did lose one at home to Vic. Look, he would have hoped for a better start. It's not a disastrous start, but this is a big game for them in Adelaide. Adelaide are very difficult to beat at home. I've gone the draw here. I'm looking at Adelaide into a draw. But Brisbane, yeah, to answer the question, look, they're playing very well, but as you know, when you're playing well, you want to pick up points. So they need to start picking up points.
Got this massive game on Saturday, mate. Matildas versus Chile.
Yes, I know. It is massive.
Best player we've ever produced playing out there, isn't she?
We've ever
yeah, they'll pack up Bankwest.
What is Tim Cahill playing for the Matildas?
Yeah. Put a wig on.
Well, I don't know what crowd they get, but it's always good. You know, sarcasm aside and our own points of view aside, it's great to see the Matildas, you know, play. They'll be at Bankwest, so it should be a good occasion and a chance for all the fans of the Matildas to get out there and support their team.
And a massive game, EPL, Liverpool v Man City.
That's the one.
Does this decide the league?
No, too early, Laurie, too early. But, obviously, if Liverpool win it, they'll go 9 points ahead. They blew that kind of lead later in the season last season. So, look, too early to say, but certainly Liverpool are looking slightly better than they did last season. Manchester City, I can't see that they're any worse. So this is a big game at Anfield. One thing to take into consideration is Manchester City, and gives it a bit of context, haven't won at Anfield since 2003. So, they're going to have to buck that trend to beat Liverpool at Anfield. I think Anfield will win.
I tell you what, I'm looking forward to the Christmas party this year, the BSB Christmas party. Jay Smith asked later.
No. Benny always organises all the parties when I'm working. So we'll stay.
Very good.
Someone wants to go head-to-head with a boxing match, you and me. So anyway, we're in different weight divisions, I know that.
Yeah, no. Jimmy's far too big. I won't be entering into that
silly sort of...
He's got enough fights in his hand. He's got a couple away from the office. You're fighting on two fronts.
No, not the two fronts.
Good on you, Rob. Have a great weekend, mate.
See you, guys.